pal Uncle Noli. You sent in the questions, and I think I got some answers for you. Stick around. Our first question comes from Josh from Philly. Hey, Uncle Noli, do you have any advice in building discipline and setting goals for yourself? You know something, Josh from Philly? I get this kind of question a lot, and I'm going to tell you something that I even use to get myself motivated, you know, and stay in a routine. Write it down. Simple, right? Write a list. Maybe get a little notebook or a pad. And every day, you write down what you want to accomplish. Uncle Noli started doing it at night. Okay, tomorrow, I got to get up, I got to do this stuff. And don't do stuff like brush teeth, maybe pee, have some toast. Not that. Get the things that are priorities that you need to get done, okay? Get the needs done, and then make a second list over there of the wants. So get the needs, go to the wants. Got it? Very simple. Write it down. Pencil. Or ink. Doesn't matter. Just freaking write it down. Just write it down. Just write it down. You get it. Write it down.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Matthew Plant. Is it wrong, Uncle Noli, to dip your fries in your milkshake? Matthew, I wouldn't say it's wrong because my wife does it, but I would say it's weird because my wife does it. It's weird.
Uncle Noli knows.
Anthony M. writes, Uncle Noli, I want to get a tattoo, but my parents disapprove. What should I do? Well, Anthony, here's the deal. I don't know how old you are, but if you're living under your parents' roof and you're, under 18, you do what they say. Show them respect, okay? They raised you. They take care of you. They pay for you when you needed diapers and the years you don't even know you were around. Okay? Show them that respect. Now, when you get a little older, you can do what you want. What I would do is explain to them what it means to you. Don't just go out there and get I got a dragon on my arm for no reason. If it's something that's meaningful, a tattoo can be something that's, sentimental. You say your dad said, I don't want you to get that tattoo. He said, yeah, but Dad, see, this is a symbol that reminds me of you and I when we went fishing those years ago, whatever it is. Find something that's meaningful and important to you and let them in on it. Let it be a part of a thing. Hey, who knows? Maybe your mom and your old man will go out there and get a tattoo with you. All right, why not? It'd be funny. It'd be crazy. Maybe they put, just no neck tattoos. Keep them, down here because this is basically saying I am not hireable. Good luck. No neck tattoos.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Who Knows Anymore? Uncle Noli, why is the world flat? Well, who knows anymore? Why are you stupid? The world is not flat. It is round. Yes, I know. There's flat earthers out there. They're wrong. Oh, if you're a flat earther, you're wrong.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from LJ. Uncle Noli, what would you say is the best way to tell someone they have bad breath? Well, LJ, you gotta be subtle and respectful here. Just walk up to that person and go, excuse me, smelly. Would you like some gum? Please want some gum. Chew this gum. Eat a mint. Drink the Listerine. All the Listerine. You stink. You smell. The store is closing because of your mouth. Shut your gums. Floss. Do something. Brillo that thing. Have them all removed. Sew your mouth shut. You stink. You smell. Something like that. Subtle.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Penile Gangrene. Yee. Dear Uncle Noli, how do you painlessly suck your own penis? Been really lonely lately. Getting pretty desperate. Hey, listen, Penile Gangrene. If you can suck your own penis, there is no way you're lonely. No way.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Pinhead Larry. Dear Uncle Noli, your glasses suck. Can you change them? Ah, Pinhead. I would change them, but then I can't read stupid-ass questions from dumb f**ks like you. No, I can't change them.
Boom. Uncle Noli knows.
S for Salamander writes, Uncle Noli, which goes first, the peanut butter or the jelly? Okay, I know you think this is a silly question, but Uncle Noli actually has an answer for you, okay? The jelly always goes first. Why is that, Uncle Noli? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you put the jelly on one side of the bread, right? And then you take the other bread with nothing on it and you wipe off the jelly, okay? Then go to the peanut butter and smear on there. Because, you know, if you try to do it first and the peanut butter goes first, well, then when you go to wipe off the peanut butter, it tears the bread, all right? And if it doesn't tear the bread, it's stale. You want it to tear the bread, okay? So, jelly first, remove jelly into the peanut butter, boom. You got one knife, you're efficient, you're done. Here's the big thing you gotta know though. Put the peanut butter on the jelly. Not this other way around. I know what people say, yeah, but then when you bite, the peanut butter goes to the roof of your mouth. You want it there, because now you're savoring the sandwich longer. I think way too long about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. PBJ.
Uncle Nole knows.
Our next question comes from Olivia. Uncle Nole, how do I make a girl fall for me? Easy. Tripper. Our next question comes from Patrick. He writes, Uncle Nole, what's the best way to eat ass? Use a napkin. Boom. Too much info writes, Dear Uncle Nole, what should I do if aliens come to Earth, but they are immune to diseases? Kiss your ass goodbye. Aliens. Our next question comes from Zan. Uncle Nole, what's the best way to fix my posture? Have your back removed. Boom. Gangster Elmo writes, Uncle Nole, how do I tell my wife that I would like her to stop role-playing as Sully in the bed? Easy. Shave her mustache and have her put out the cigar. Boop! Our next question comes from Meister Chan. Uncle Nole, there's always cats shagging and singing outside my window. How do I get them to permanently go away? Join them. Pussy! Egyptian Prince 21 writes, Hi, Uncle Nole. My mom is consistently bugging me about getting married. How do I get her to stop? Get married. Boom. Our next question comes from Connor Angel. Uncle Nole, I think I've been buried alive. What do I do? Very short breaths. Short breaths.
Uncle Nole knows.
Our next question comes from Lonely Boy 6000. Dear Uncle Nole, I have a problem. I cannot stop putting pineapple on my steak. Well done. And it pushes people away from me. Ah, Lonely Boy 6000. There's no shame in putting a little pineapple on your steak. I mean, I think they've been doing it over there in Hawaii for years. Seriously, teriyaki steak, little pineapple, it's delicious. Your bigger problem here is you like steak well done. What are you, a psychopath? No, it's terrible. That's like eating the hoof off a donkey. Terrible, okay? I'm not saying go medium rare, bloody, but a nice medium, a little pink center, even a medium plus, I don't mind. But well done? Come on, you're ruining a good piece of meat. Don't do that. As for the pineapple, aloha.
Uncle Nole knows.
Liam 627 writes, Dear Uncle Nole, why does my cat get pissed off whenever I stand near it? It's because it's a cat, Liam. Cats are horrible creatures. They only need you when they want to need you. Go get a dog, all right? Dogs are faithful, they care for you, and they're always happy to see you. A cat could give two shits about you. Seriously. Doesn't even know you're alive. You're just the guy that feeds it every now and then. Your cat hates you. Boom.
Uncle Nole knows.
The guy writes, Uncle Nole, should the toilet roll go over or under? This is a great question, the guy. And I'm gonna tell you something definitively. The answer is cascades over, like a waterfall. You don't go underneath. You don't go under. Who goes under when they're taking a dump? All right? No, you get it, comes off. Roll, zip, simple. Down the other way. It's backwards. Maybe in Australia, but not here in the good old US of A. Or anywhere else north of the equator. Whatever. Waterfall. Over.
Uncle Nole knows.
Our next question comes from The Bomb 11747. Uncle Nole, what's the best way to deal with an asshole? Oh. Well, The Bomb, you want to be respectful and gentle. You always want to wipe, you know, back to front, front to back. You want to dab. Otherwise, you're going to get too rough on it. All right? And if you got a lot of hair down there, you want to trim it up. You get, what's that? Oh, you mean like a person who's an asshole?
Yeah.
Who cares? How do you deal with him? You don't deal with him at all. He's an asshole. Clean your butthole.
Uncle Nolan knows sometimes.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks so much for sending in your questions. Keep them coming. I'll get to them, or I won't, especially if they're stupid. Boom!
Advice from Uncle Noli stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harsma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by Stephanie Judge and mixed by Paul Both. Music was composed by Stephen Phillips and Boss House Music. Additional music by Stryker Big Band. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Drew Lewis. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.